We're back here with In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Our guests from the City of Manhattan, City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Wynn Butler. First, we have a phone call here. I believe Robert is on the line. Good morning. Go ahead, Robert.
You know, with the city losing their tax base out there at Wildcat Creek, in the shopping center and all back along Wildcat Creek as the city boundaries progress further west, we're still going to be crippled up with losing that tax base along Wildcat Creek. With the Rebuild America funding, we could work with the county on getting retention ponds put in out there along Wildcat Creek's watershed, even if we have to start at the fence to Fort Riley because of the Fort Riley's attitude about the retention ponds on their property and the trouble of getting in to the fort with security and all to build the retention ponds. But it's something you need to think about, even raising the shopping center there at Sethschild. They're saying it's forcing the water off on other people. Well, that's part of the reason why 24 put in the new bridge. I mean, 18 put in the new bridge there by the cop shop, was to get that water flowing so it wouldn't flood out the police department there. But the other thing you need to think about is your obstructions that you've got along on the west side of the Blue River and the Caw to keep the water out. You know, a couple of years ago, they even sandbagged Sears and the electrical facility on the south side of 24 because they thought that the water was going to be forced over on them. And raising that obstruction for the floodwaters not to come into town, is for every foot you raise it up, you have to go 2 feet on each side for the natural retention of the dirt. And it's going to be an incredible structure built there. And with the flow of water up against it, we may need to put in concrete on the water side, on the Blue River side of the obstruction to keep the water out of town. Something for you to think about. Thank you for putting up with it.
Yep, appreciate the comments. Obviously, you mentioned our Wildcat Creek challenges, and that has been the something we've looked at for quite some time. We've got a Wildcat Creek working group that we've done quite a bit of analysis with Riley County, including a pretty substantial study of what detention ponds in that watershed could help alleviate it, both on post and off post. Quite a significant effort, but certainly something that could be viable to help slow that water down so it'll pass through. And just recently, you know, actually a week ago at the commission meeting, we engaged with Stantec through a grant we got through the Flint Hills Regional Council that looked at some potential options for redevelopment of that Plaza West shopping area just south of Anderson Avenue and west of Sethschild. So how that area could be redeveloped, if you will, to reestablish compatible uses there within floodplain components. So, I think there's certainly some viable options there. And then you mentioned, I think you must have been referring to the levee project, where we have a levee raise project that's about to embark that's going to, on average, raise the levee about 3 feet. I guess you kind of got to keep in mind that if we didn't do that project and water went over that levee, those areas you mentioned would already be impacted by water because it would be over the 100-year floodplain as it is today. So if you're in that 100-year floodplain, you're probably doing protective measures anyway. The analysis is that with, the, for example, that 3 foot of raise, so if the water was at the top of the levee today and you were adding 3 feet to it, you'd have about a 3 to 6 inch additional impact if the water went over that 3 foot levee. So as you go up, that spreads out farther in the watershed. So it the other variable that you have here with the blue is what are the conditions on the Kansas River. That's what it was in 93. The Kansas River was high, so you had more backwater than you did in addition to the releases. So it's a complicated mixture of how you do protection and reasonable protection as well as controlling flood mitigation measures in that valley. But there's been a lot of planning and aspects to that as well.
Yeah, and we got lots of, you know, the federal government's kicking in some. The Corps of Engineers, of course, is taking care of the levee project. And again, you know, we talked earlier about water, and of course the Water Department is sitting there right there, and we have to protect that. You know, as Brandon was saying, the priority, your water goes, your city's in trouble. And so the priority had to go on the levee. And when you talk about the containment ponds, and I worked on that Wildcat Creek group there for, you know, the past 2-3 years. And, you know, we studied that at Fort Riley and using, you know, private land where the farmers would have to, you know, kick in to put in the containment ponds. And I think the cost of that was somewhere around $40 million. And it became, you know, absolutely, you know, outrageous in price. And then when we looked at the various models, it really doesn't look like you're going to get more than maybe a 10% difference after you spend that $40 million. And so when you add that up and then you compare the levy problem, the money had to go to the levy. That was the priority, clearly.
Yeah. All right. Well, and with that Plaza West Shopping Center potential redesign, what has to happen first? Does that have to go before the intersection gets reworked, or what's the priority there?
So there's different variables there. Obviously, it's going to be, number one, up to the owners of the development, whether or not they want to pursue any improvements there. And so if they do, there are certain tools available that could assist with that. And eventually, you know, we're going to have to do some improvements to Anderson. One of the things that clearly came out in that we've all known, there's too many curb cuts on that side impacting that roadway and travel on Anderson. The road condition of Anderson isn't in real good condition, so eventually we'll have to address that. It'd be nice to have even a long-range plan to help determine whether we should widen that and take care of some of those curb cuts at that time. That'd be the ideal time to do it. Can that wait a few years? Yeah, probably so, and we can continue to patch the roadway. But the capacity is the issue at the intersection and the overpass right now. I mean, you've got that clearly that interchange fails at certain times of the day and backs up. And so the question is, if you get rid of the overpass and turn it into a intersection, will that alleviate the capacity issues? And it could. That's one of the things that certainly will need additional analysis. If it is done that way, then technically there would be additional land potentially available for development as well.
See, I just think that's a huge mistake to get rid of that overpass. I've always said that, so I'm not in favor of that at all. I live over there, drive through there a lot, and yeah, it does get jammed up sometimes, you know, around 4-5 o'clock. And but the problem is curb cuts, you know, where McDonald's is and things like that. And my take on that Plaza West, you know, as Ron said, you know, I think Icon Development LLC, they own the majority of it, though there's probably 3 or 4 other owners. And that's got to be a private business initiative to say, okay, we want to develop this because city doesn't own it. I mean, we don't own any of that. And so we need to play the role in supporting that. They come up with a plan. Okay, how does it fit with the Manhattan Developmental Code? How does it fit with our floodplain regulations? And then for sure, we need to take into consideration, you know, Anderson Avenue, at least leaving space to widen it. If we don't do it as part of that project, leave space to widen it. And it sure would be nice to have like 2 entrances into Plaza West and get rid of all those curb cuts, because that's where the real problem is. But that's going to take some coordination between, you know, at least 3 or 4 businesses to actually make that happen.
Yeah, it's certainly not an easy thing to fix here overnight. I'll tell you what, let's take a break, and we'll come back more with our city officials in a moment here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.